This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
So in our previous segment, Tim Swartz was referring to the fact that nowadays we're still using chemical rockets. And basically, if you travel into space now, you're being sent aloft by a firecracker. A very advanced firecracker, but a firecracker. And went on to suggest that, well, this avalanche of UFOs, they've got to be using something far, far more sophisticated.
I asked my question in the previous segment to Mark. You know, why do the authorities think that people are going to be dumb enough? Well, I don't know. to be convinced that these things are, you know, just some kind of top secret man-made objects, when it's obvious that the technology being presented is far, far advanced to what we currently have.
Yeah, absolutely. But like you say, it's, where did the technology come from? Is it reverse engineered from extraterrestrial technology, or is it somehow some sort of kind of technology that's been developed secretly, maybe tapping into Tesla, what he was into, possibly? So maybe it's some sort of secret human technology that's been kept very, very secret because they don't want the Chinese or Russians having it. I don't know.
Well, and the thing about it is, and I think most people, you know, sitting at home, just worried about their daily jobs and things like that, don't realize that people have been seeing UFOs for hundreds, maybe probably thousands of years. Sure. And, you know, if they're paying attention to it in the more recent press accounts, you know, they'll get the impression that all of this just started in, say, you know, 2004, mm-hmm. when instead it's been around for centuries.
Sure. I mean, we do go into this in the film a little bit, but the history of people seeing strange things in the sky, and the links between alien abductions, for instance, and what people experience with the fairy folk. You know, hundreds of years ago, people would have strange encounters with these fairy folk and have missing time, feeling sense of danger and being in an otherworldly presence. So there were links there. And the kind of John Keel, we mentioned him earlier, he alluded to this. It's been the same. It's the same presence visiting us, but it takes different forms depending on the culture of the time. And in our technological culture, we're seeing spacecraft. Is that because they are spacecraft, or is that because they're assuming that form? Don't you find that quite interesting?
I'm glad you brought that up in the film. Because that is an interesting aspect of the phenomena, on how it tends to adjust itself with society and the cultural upbringings of society during that time period. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, 200-300 years ago, people, you know, they wouldn't have any idea about extraterrestrials, you know, angels, demons, the good folk. That sort of thing, well, yeah, that makes sense. Mm. And the phenomena tended to adapt itself to those belief systems. And now it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, and now it's taking on, you know, we're looking into space and apparently extraterrestrial life is everywhere, so we're seeing aliens. But there are strange links. You know, look at you mentioned demons and angels. We had the incubus, the succubus, which were these spirits that came at night and kind of paralyzed you. That's very similar to what people supposedly experience with alien abductions. So that seems to me the same phenomena. But then again, you've got to take a rational step back. Is that because it's you know, our psychology, our mindset that's interpreting a normal, natural thing and giving a paranormal explanation? So I'm always kind of testing it, whether it's you've got to kind of test yourself that you know, this might not be supernatural, paranormal. This might just be a natural explanation for it.
Obviously, it's something that we contribute to what we see, perhaps. I know Greg Bishop has a co-creation theory that whatever's going on there, we are influential in what we see.
Yeah, I like that. It's that you can't have a universe without the mind entering into it. So the mind kind of creates what it sees. Yeah, I like that.
Then again, if we live in a simulation, we have whatever computerized force is involved manipulating what we see in accordance with our own development at that time.
Okay, then who created the simulation on the computer program? Who created me? There's got to be something behind.
Some giant kids from another star system who happen to be a million years ahead of us.
We're getting into the twilight zone now, I think.
Listen, that's where we are anyway with this field.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are pushing the boundaries of what we trying to make sense of something that's otherworldly, I think. And that's what I'm trying to do with this film and my other films that are coming up, because I do think there is something there. There is something more to life than material reality.
Before we continue talking about the film, let me ask you, what about you? I mean, have you had any UFO experiences or paranormal experiences, at any time in your life?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a child, I had some sort of visitation. When I was about 4 or 5, I had this face appear on my wall, I guess. And I interpreted it at the time as an angel because it said everything was going to be all right. And the next day, everything wasn't all right. I won't go into the details, but I didn't have a particularly happy childhood. But this kind of visitation kind of got me through, gave me strength and belief that there was something else, and that, you know, it gave me some sort of sense that I was going to get through. And so that was a real thing that happened. It was paranormal. I can't explain it. I put an angelic badge on it at the time, I guess. Still do. Maybe it was something else. I don't know, but it was something profound that happened to me. I can't explain. I can't use science to explain it. It makes no sense. So that, you know, there was definitely something there that I can't explain.
Would you say face? Was it a human-looking face?
It was a woman's face. So, yeah. And it was, it was hypnotic, I guess. And it was... It had a profound impact, and even now when I'm thinking about it, it gives me hope, and gave me belief in that there was something else out there that was looking after me, even though it didn't feel like it at the time, I guess.
Yeah, well, ultimately it was right, though, because here you are talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, and I just want people to open their minds and that there is more to life than just physical matter, I think, and that's the important thing. But also, I think, there is this, this substance out there. I mean, Wallace Wattles called it the formless substance, the psychic ether. You know, you can put your thoughts into it and create what you want, I guess. I'm a big belief in that, and I guess that comes into the law of attraction. And I'm digressing a little bit, but it has turned my life around. Me taking, this positive mindset, this, creating your own reality through, through attracting what you want, really. And that's changed my life. And I guess I just want to share that with people that you can do it.
Well, it's possible we do it. Possible we do it unconsciously, that we do create our own realities, but we're not aware of it. And therefore, we don't necessarily have the power to control the direction which it takes. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty crazy out there. We'll get into more craziness as we progress. Mark Christopher Lee, Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg. The movie we're beginning to talk about is God versus Aliens. Let the battle begin with you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Yes, let us continue with our discussion here about what the heck is going on out there. By the way, once again, Mark's band, the band of which he's a member, The Pocket Gods at thepocketgods.com, and you're attempting to sell a new album for £1 million. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
The,
Yeah, the idea behind it was it would be it would end the kind of the campaign for fair royalties. We recorded and released one copy of this album, and we're going to sell it for £1 million. Just one copy for sale in our local record shop in St. Albans. It's on vinyl, so there's 12 songs that no one else is going to hear, apart from the person who buys that record. And with that £1 million, we will use that to set up our own ethical streaming service, where we pledge to pay artists at least one penny per stream, which doesn't sound much, but it's a lot more. It's 50 times more than Spotify and Apple Music's current rate.
Part of it also is the flat rate structure, because you pay, what, $9.99 a month, whether you listen to one stream or 200.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good deal for the consumer. Yeah, you pay your $9.99 and you've got access to every song that's ever been recorded, pretty much. So as a consumer, it's great. But, you know, you have to realize that Spotify, I mean, I say Spotify because that's the market leader that has 70% of the market worldwide, has never made a profit. And so maybe it's going to crash, come to a head one day, because they haven't made a profit. They've been investing most of their money into podcasts and other things, and that's not making money either. So something's got to give somewhere, because it is such a good deal for the consumer. But then again, we've got to ask ourselves, as consumers of music, should we be paying more? You know, how much do we value music? How do we value any creative project? You mentioned movies and the arts earlier. It's like, you know, we all need to be valued more. That's my personal opinion.
The other option would be a la carte rather than all you can eat. Per safe $9.99 for 500 streams, just dropping that, or 1,000 streams. Go over 1,000, you pay a proportional rate, like $1 increments above that. This way, those who listen to lots and lots and lots of music are paying their share, just like in the old days. You know, you want 100 albums, you bought 100 albums. You didn't just pay for one album and get the other 99 free. So maybe the entire structure here needs to be changed.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's working out best way forward, really, that's sustainable for the artists and the consumer. But that's a really good point that you made. I like that idea. The more you listen to, the more you pay. That makes sense to me.
It's like your cell phone company charging you for excess bandwidth. It's unlimited, but if you reach 5 or 10 gigs, you pay more. It's like our local cable company, Cox, where they have a limit. And then if you want unlimited, which you might want if you're streaming lots of content, then you pay $50 more per month. So it's that equivalent. And if you say, hey, it's not fair, you know, I think it is fair. I think it's fair that the people who put out this product get fairly paid. The current structure doesn't allow for that because the company's not making any money. If the company's not making any money and they're ripping off all their artists, something is wrong.
It's a broken model, yeah. You are right. And you say the people that listen to a lot of music, in the past they would have gone out and bought loads and loads of vinyl, loads and loads of CDs, whereas now they're just paying one flat fee, like you said. So, yeah, I like that idea. There may be something to that.
Well, that's just it. You know, when I was a kid, if you wanted to listen to music, if you wanted to go beyond listening to the radio, you know, you'd go out and you would buy an album. And I don't remember as a kid how much an album cost, but, you know, I mean, a single then would have been like a dollar. And there you'd have it. And I've often wondered how these streaming services actually worked and how any money was being made across, to anybody. And now I know it's not.
Yeah, they're not. And that's the thing. Spotify's not making any profits. And Apple Music and Amazon Music, music's not their main thing. Their income's from elsewhere. So they can play the long game and hang on in there. Because, you know, it's a loss leader for them. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to criticize Spotify because it's a great tool. It's it's the best platform out there as a user. And Daniel Ek, when he started Spotify, was a visionary. Because before Spotify, we had the mess of Napster, where music was illegal and free. And then YouTube came in and no one was getting paid anything. And then Spotify came in and put some order to that chaos. the system hasn't evolved from that. It's gonna have to evolve somewhere. It's where it goes next. That's the question, and that's the debate that I want to have.
Well, and unfortunately, it will probably first evolve into trying to make more money for the record companies and the producers and none for the artist. That seems to be the way that it has always been. You know, the guys on top make the most and do like the trickle on theory.
Yeah, I guess there's always been that side to the music industry, whereas record labels would. I mean, people think, oh, you know, the days when bands like Oasis got, you know, advance of £1 million. Yeah, it was an advance. They didn't actually get £1 million. That was taken off future sales. So when a band gets paid a big sum by a record label, that's not free money. You know, they can go about buy Rolls Royces and, you know, look into Abbey Road for a month. But at the end of the day, that money's coming off what they owe the record label. That's been added to their, you know, their debt, which they've got to pay off by sales. So there's no such thing as free money in that respect.
And add to that, some agreements require you also pay for your studio time. So if you do the album like the Beatles did, you know, in 3 hours originally, not later on, but in 3 hours, not 3 months, then you'd pay the 3 hours. But if you take 6 months like Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys did with something like Good Vibrations, even though he had the wrecking crew to help him, well, then you'd pay for 6 months. Now, someone like a Brian Wilson being a multimillionaire, selling best-selling records, he could afford to have that taken out of his future wages. But if you're just a band starting out and suddenly you've got to make $5 million just to break even, then it doesn't become such a great picture.
No, absolutely. But then the flip side of that, technology has changed that, you know, people, I can record an album. I've got my own studio at home. I can record an album, pretty decent quality, at home without going into one of the big studios and paying £1,000 a day. So what independent artists are tending to do now is to record at home, even on their laptop, and then take their demo version into the studio and finish it off in the studio. That doesn't cost so much. So, I mean, there are advantages to the technological age. I'm not anti-technology. It's great that, you know, Spotify has been great that people have been able to, you know, get their music out there through a distributor, but they can release their own music. So it's democratized it a little bit.
We're going to democratize these announcements. And then we'll get back with Mark, Gene, Tim. You're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State, Shana Bellows, is facing threats following her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Bellows, who made the decision on Thursday, cited Trump's awareness of potential violence on the day of the Capitol riot and his encouragement of it through incendiary rhetoric without taking timely action to stop it. Acknowledging the threats against her and her staff on CNN, Bellows expressed preparedness and gratitude for law enforcement, with Colorado being the first state to remove Trump from its primary ballot. California is anticipating a third day of substantial waves and coastal flooding as high surf continues to batter much of the West Coast, particularly in southern and central California. Forecasters warn that the giant waves, potentially reaching 25 feet in some areas, pose a risk of dangerous rip currents and coastal flooding. State officials caution against considering beaches, piers, and vulnerable harbors in California safe due to the ongoing extreme surf conditions. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, it's not just young artists or mainstream artists who are using home studios. I'll give you an example of this. Let's remember the new, quote-unquote, Beatles song, Now and Then, where they take this 1970s demo from John Lennon, clean it up with AI technology to separate his voice and make it sound better, richer. And then Paul McCartney plays his share, sends the digital file to Ringo Starr, who in his own studio records his drums, sends back the file, and they work on it in a real studio with string instruments and everything else. You do not have to be in a studio anymore. If you can get decent acoustics out of your own home with some baffling and such, between digital effects, you can create an album just as good as the major record labels. But let's move back to the paranormal, God versus aliens. Now, among the people you interviewed was somebody we know here on the show, Nick Pope, who worked for the Ministry of Defense on what is called, quote unquote, the UFO desk. Now, what insights did Pope have to offer in this film?
Yeah, it's interesting because he knows how the UK government works, having worked inside the Ministry of Defense. So he alluded to, you know, what we've already talked about, really, that there is this sect in the British government that thinks that, you know, the UFO phenomena is not nice. You know, you mentioned the word demonic, but that's from a Christian point of view, I guess. But then it should be left well alone. And he also states that this was first proposed by Lord Hill-Dalton, who wrote a report for the British government. And there was a priest called the Reverend Paul Inglesby. And they were convinced that the UFOs were not good for humankind and should be left alone. So, you know, Nick Pope alludes to the fact that this is possibly why we're not getting disclosure in the UK, because this is the kind of secret viewpoint of a lot of the British government, bearing in mind that the British government is, at the moment, is ruled by the Conservatives, who traditionally been, you know, aligned with the Church of England. And also, you know, Nick talks about how King Charles III, you know, our new king, you know, what his possible opinions are on this matter, because, you know, he does have an interest in our sense of thinking. We do look at that he did go to a UFO conference when he was Prince Charles. We have to look at what his possible role could be in bringing disclosure to the UK. And there are certain things that he could do in terms of putting covert pressure on the government. This is what Nick says, that he can, you know, have, you know, private meetings with different ministers saying, you know, give me a classified report, let me know what's going on with Joe Biden, President Biden. And so King Charles may know more than we know, and he may be pushing for disclosure in the UK. So we do go into that a little bit. But I also say we're exploring this further in a new film that I'm making in January called The King of UFOs, which looks into the British royal family's interest in UFOs, which goes back to Lord Mountbatten. But also we talked to a Canadian diver who alleges to have worked on a secret project with Prince Charles in the 1970s in Canada. And he states that Prince Charles actually flew a prototype UFO-type craft, not extraterrestrial, but with some sort of new technology that we've alluded to earlier. So it's going to be quite an interesting film with lots of different themes coming up.
As a point of realism, though, with King Charles, as a prince, there are certain things he can get away with. As a king, he is, in a sense, more constrained by what he could do. He has to follow royal tradition. So would that make it more likely or less likely he'd disclose anything? I think it would make him less likely, don't you?
Possibly, and I've had to talk with Nick Pope about this. I think that was fine. Definitely the situation for the first year since Queen Elizabeth's death. He wanted just to keep a low profile, keep things ticking over, not do anything out of the ordinary, and that's what he's done. But Nick possibly seems to think that he will go further because he's got an interest in these things passed down by his father, Prince Philip, and from his uncle, Lord Mountbatten. So he's interested in these things, and, you know, he sees himself as a spiritual person, and he calls himself, you know, defender of all faiths in the UK, you know, which I think is a good thing. And he's also head of the Church of England in the UK, so he's got a spiritual role as well. And I think he is quite a spiritual person. He's into alternative thinking. He's just reappointed a homeopath to Buckingham Palace. But I take your point that, does he want to rock the boat, and or does he just want to play within the British constitution where, you know, we are constitutional monarchy, so the prime minister is in charge effectively, but the king does have the last say in terms of signing off legislation and things like that. But I guess what Nick Pope was alluding to in Godf vs. Aliens and the new film is that covertly King Charles could be, you know, asking questions and finding out more as whether he wants to, you know, go public with that. That's the big question, like you said.
The story about King Charles in his early days possibly flying a top-secret craft in Canada makes me think of the Avrocar, which was made in Canada, and which really was kind of a flop, you know, considering what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
But there was allegations that there was something else being worked on at the same time, and the Avrocar was just kind of like brought out, you know, for publicity, and was made really to not work well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You mentioned that because we've got an impression of what the craft looked like. And it is pretty much like an Avrocar, but it's got these dual rotor blades, dual kind of helicopter rotor blades, but also some strange electromagnetic technology. And this craft that Charles was one of three pilots in this craft, which had a dome. And then this smaller craft, a bit like an Avrocar with the dual blades, was actually directed by a bigger, massive Westland helicopter that had a big magnet in its nose, which was controlling the direction of the smaller craft. But you're right to make the links with Africa, because that was a Canadian thing, wasn't it? And yeah, this project may have continued. And we're talking about a place called Sandy Point in Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because obviously Canada being part of the Commonwealth, the British Navy was nearby, and they were working on this underwater works, apparently, where things were being developed. But it's an interesting story, and I'd say it is this person, this diver, who's come forward, and he's provided some proof, and there's some ex-CIA, I can't remember his name, but he's verified his story. But we do have to be careful, in saying this is just, at the moment, a kind of story, a possible story, but it does seem quite convincing that there's something to it, and the diver is given valid testimony, which is, he's given the affidavit that, what he saw was true. But also, the interesting part of it is like, it's like, okay, this is experimental craft, so what we're seeing, possibly now, is it a continuation of this? Is it something, and what we're seeing is man-made and not extraterrestrial. But then again, if this craft that Charles was flying had some sort of, it's said to have a blue ionic flame at the back, and it's some sort of electromagnetic effect that could have had a dangerous effect on people below it. Where did that technology come from? This chap that's come forward does allude to the fact that Tesla had some sort of program nearby. So, I mean, is there a link with that, or is that just science fiction we're into?
Let's break it here, and we'll get more with Mark and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Pericast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Mark Christopher Lee, a stupid question. Are you in any way related to that other Christopher Lee?
I wish he was, but he was, I don't know, he's not with us anymore. He's a hero of mine, one of my favorite actors, and I loved all the Dracula films. And then one of my favorite films of all time is The Wicker Man, which is like that pagan, I don't know if you've seen it, a pagan folk horror set in Scotland. It's an amazing film, and he was in. So, no, I'm not related, but I wish I was.
He was a great storyteller, too, by the way, if you ever saw him on some of these interview shows. He'd just sit there, and he'd talk all day about different things, and he was a really, really brilliant guy. And he hung out for a good number of years. I think he lived until his 80s.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, let's get back to what we're talking about here. So did King Charles, then Prince Charles, fly an experimental anti-gravity craft? But the question I'd have then, if you had this technology decades ago, where is it now?
Maybe that's what we're seeing now. That's the question, isn't it? Maybe it's been still being developed and they've successfully managed to work it out, and this is the stuff that the American pilots have seen and given evidence to Congress about, possibly. I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't know. I don't pretend to have the answers at the moment. You know, I'm still on my quest.
You know, some of the allegations about the Avro car was that the technology was actually brought over to Canada from Great Britain, and that they got it from captured German technology.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not as sophisticated as some of the stories allege, but, near the end of the war, I mean, the Nazis were working on some pretty groundbreaking technologies. So, you know, I mean, I think that it's interesting that, you know, we now have this connection. You were talking about this, like, electromagnetic, ionic field that was being produced, which was something that Tesla was referring to in his later days, because he had discovered a field propulsion type of an effect with some of the research he was doing. But, you know, considering the kind of guy that he was, you know, he lost interest in it and went on to other things.
That's very interesting. I never made that connection between the Avro car and possibly German technology, because we did have the Foo Fighters, of course, that people still can't explain what they were, that pilots were seeing. And then they were working on the Glocke, I think it was, wasn't it? The anti-gravity craft that the Germans were developing as a Wunderwaffe, a wonder weapon, towards the end of the Second World War. So does that link over to what was happening in Canada with Prince Charles and then what we're seeing now. The only thing that I guess that is this just is what it seems to be at the moment is that this seems to be just happening in America, the disclosure movement, but people are seeing things all over the world, aren't they? Especially South America, there's strange things happening there all the time. It does seem to me that it's all a bit US-centric. Why is that? Is that because that where the technology is? Or is that where the interest is?
Our staff announcer, Bob Zanotti, who lives in Switzerland and was born in the U.S., has an international view of what disclosure would be, and he has the article in our newsletter for the 31st of December. So if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, go to theparacast.com, click on the newsletter subscription. It's free. Okay, free. And it comes out at least every week. And the article, Disclosure, an International View, by Bob Zanotti, appears there. And again, Bob's basic view, which he's already expressed in our forums, is that any disclosure would come on an international basis, the information being be shared by a number of countries, possibly through the UN. Of course, wow. We are ignoring perhaps the danger of rogue countries saying something, but if they had anything, they would have done it already. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that the alleged whistleblower here in the United States, David Grush, was saying, is that it's not just the United States that supposedly had captured, crashed alien technologies, but other countries throughout the world. And my question was, if that was the case, why hasn't somebody else come forward and said something? You know, because, I mean, the United States can't control every country in the world. You know, we may like to think that we can, but we can't. So what's to stop some other country from saying, hey, you know, forget about the United States. We're the ones who have this, you know, captured craft.
I'm thinking of three countries offhand. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, yeah. Russia, China, Iran, maybe Saudi Arabia.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. So why hasn't anybody else said anything? If the allegations that, you know, that other countries have, you know, crashed UFOs.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, there is Nick Pope does allude to the fact that there's the IS-5 agreement between the US and certain countries, which keeps this secret. The UK, can't remember, it's the US, Canada, France, and somewhere else. I can't remember exactly, but there's these five countries that are controlling this secret, I guess, which I guess feeds into the whole Majestic 12 kind of mythology, whether that was true or not. But you are right. Why? What if a rogue nation, what we call rogue nation, why haven't they gone public? Because, you know, especially Putin he likes to thrive on chaos and disorder in the West. If he had this, wouldn't he use it as a weapon, I guess, as a disinformation or just to create some chaos politically? Don't you think he would have done that already?
Unless the danger or the impact of the world is so great that even Putin would not dare do it alone. Mm. That could also be an issue.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Listen, I'm just making it up as we go along here. I have no specific ideas as to who or what is going on there. I have the alternate theory here is that they actually don't know what's going on and have spent years trying to bury it. All right, they don't seem to be a threat to us. Let's not deal with it. It's not within the four corners of our mission to protect the United States. They do not seem to be a threat. So why should we care? If and when they do represent some kind of security threat, or we get confirmation, final confirmation of what they are, who they are, and where they're from, we'll do something. But, you know, it's like governments in general. They always react after something happens. Very little preparation occurs.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're partly right there. My theory is that they don't know what it is. They know it's something weird, possibly interdimensional. It's not just a physical extraterrestrial from another planet. And I think that's the scary truth, which they're never going to reveal. And that's where I've ended up in my belief of what it is. And that's why we're not getting disclosure, and we won't get disclosure, because it's always been pushed further back. It's always another false dawn, despite people coming forward. I mean, we've had a history of this, you know, in ufology, that we've always got the truth is just around the corner. You know, it's like the X-Files, isn't it? It's Fox Mulder, it's just around the corner. We're going to get the truth. It's going to be revealed. It never is. Why is that? Because maybe there isn't anything, or maybe what is there is just too weird that no one would want to admit to what it is.
Obviously, we've got a lot more to talk about here. We continue to explore God versus aliens and what that's going to be like, especially with some religions that don't have room for outsiders, let alone outsiders, if you can get the picture there. Imagine those outsiders being from another planet. You know, like the strange people walking upstairs from where Mark lives. If you hear that squeaking, that's his neighbors upstairs, because they have an old house and has squeaky floors. That's your kids. Your kids are squeaking. You got to tell the kids, take some WD-40.
No. I've got a cat meowing. It's all happening.
Yeah, and give the kids WD-40, put it on their shoes, and they will never squeak again. Or they'll get new shoes and say, we're gonna confuse Daddy here, that's all. Mark, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that had been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.